Americans love seafood, so much so that we're overfishing some of our favorite species. Now some restaurants are making a commitment to serve sustainable seafood. Amy Eskin from member station WPLN visited a restaurant in Nashville and listened in on a teachable dinner.
At seafood restaurant Finn and Pearl, Danny Butler does his regular lunchtime shtick for diners.
Today on the Yellow Edge Grouper is our sauteed option that's coming from Cape Canaveral. We also have grilled striped bass today, comes from Massachusetts. Delicious options today.
But this isn't the typical rundown of lunch specials. If customers ask, Butler can give a lot more information about the catch, down to the name of the captain of the fishing boat. The restaurant only buys fish caught in a way that doesn't harm the fish stock or the ocean ecosystem. That makes diner Trisha Eusebio happy.
People, we don't know what sustainable seafood is or what that really means until you come in, and then it's like a double added value that that's part of something that tastes so great. That and the food make me want to eat here.
Last winter, customers came in hankering for stone crabs. Waitress Alana Quinn Brodus had bad news. Scores of octopus in South Florida were scarfing down the crabs, causing an unexpected shortage. She didn't just apologize. She gave diners a full explanation.
They're like bummed that the stone crab claw is not available, but they're also like, oh, you're not serving it because the population is low. And then you can say, oh, but like, eat the octopus and you can get your crab claws back. And it's entertaining, it's educational, and it's just part of like the thing here. You know what I mean? It's part of like the whole mission.
That mission was started by Nashville restaurateur Tom Morales. As a fisherman himself, his passion is evident. He says sustainable seafood comes at a premium that's worth the higher cost in the long run.
I think there's going to be a point of oh heck moment where everybody's going to say we screwed up.
Species depletion isn't the industry's only problem. There are ties to slavery, questionable fish farming practices, and even fraud, passing off a low-cost fish for a pricey one. At least in the United States, the industry is trying to clean up. The Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch Program in California is trying to help restaurants and consumers. The aquarium's Ryan Bigelow says the list of which fish to buy and which to avoid changes.
The onus is and should be on the business to provide that information, not for the consumer to have to go fishing for it. Pardon the pun.
But he says diners can help by ordering something perhaps unfamiliar. Back at Finn and Pearl, diners won't see Chilean sea bass, but they may find Alaskan and Kanu. Lunchtime regular Lynn Tinsey is receptive. She comes in for the rotating catch of the day sandwich.
I always say, is it a whitefish? And they're like, yep. And I'm like, great, let's try it. But I can't remember any of the names.
To keep a healthy supply of seafood on the table for years to come, more and more restaurants are making a commitment to serve sustainable fish. And the dining public is slowly catching on. For NPR News, I'm Amy Eskind in Nashville.